and cheer.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God and how important it is that you get established in it. And now we've begun to talk about the fact of we're going to look at God's love in action. But one of the first things is we've got to change how we view God, right? And we need to understand that God wants to love, and the reason He wants to love is because He is love, and He identifies Himself as the God of love. So, once again, I want to hit this. This is in 1 John 4, and verse 8, it says, "He who does not know love, or does not love, does not know God, for God is love." Then he goes on here and he says this in verse 16, "For we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him." God is love. Once again, you see that. Then over here in 2 Corinthians, and we're going to be looking at 13 once again, 2 Corinthians 13 in verse 11. He goes, finally, brethren, farewell, become complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Now, he noticed God is, again, identifying himself as the God of love and peace. Now, I need to be clear on this because we've heard so much about the judgment of God and so much about God condemning and things like this that's not... Most people really see God as the judge, and though He is the judge, that's not really how He presents Himself over and over. He wants you to see that He is love and that He is the God of love. This is the reason that when Jesus came up out of the grave, before He mentioned that God was our God, He mentioned that God was our Father. He wants us to identify with that first, because He wants you to identify the love of God. So the reason I'm bringing all this up is that when you start looking at these things, this behavior that you're seeing God act on should be, we should receive that this is the way it should be, because God is love. See, God is love. God is not judgment. God is not judge. God is not condemnation. God is not penalty. Technically, God is righteous, but God is not righteousness. He is love. At least He's never identified Himself that way. God is love. Okay, why am I saying this over and over? Because when you pray, you need to identify, I'm talking to someone that is love. Not going to be a hard sell, not going to have to convince them, not going to have to buy ball and squall, because God is love and God is the God of love. God is love. Every time you're talking to the Lord about your children, you're talking to the God of love. Every time you're talking to the Lord about your rent, you're talking to the God of love. You're talking to the God that is love. This is the way He identifies Himself. This is the way He behaves. This is the way He acts, because He is love. This is the reason, one of the reasons that God is always faithful, even when we're not, because God is love. Now, again, we spent some time yesterday saying, please don't get into one of these deals. And I'm not going to get into it today about, well, God is love, so then there is no justice. No, that's not true. It is not true. It does matter how you live. God said, it doesn't matter to God how I live, because after all, He loves me. Yes, it does. When you live contrary to the Word, it's not a matter of whether God loves you. It's a matter of whether you love God, okay? But we need to start getting into now, but I need you to, listen, when you mess up, you need to run directly to God and not be afraid of Him because God is love. You need to be run directly to Him because God is the God of love. If you've been holding out making Jesus your Lord, you need to quit because the one that you're committing your life to is love. He is the God of love. This is who He is. This is how He identifies Himself. This isn't just what somebody's saying about Him. This is the way He wants you to see Him. When you look at me, see love. Are you here? This is even the way, this is the reason that like when we're supposed to be known as our disciples, and listen, I know we don't get this right a lot, but it says you're supposed to be known by the love you have for one another. Why would that be important to Jesus? Because He is love. Because He is love. Okay, let's start at that kind of the beginning again, and we're going to look in Genesis chapter 3. Now, again, I want to remind you, we learned from Paul, remember in Galatians 2:20, that he made, here, let's just hold your place there in Genesis chapter 3, but let me just read this again, because everything we're about to get into, I need for you to personally identify with God's love. And this is going to be in Galatians chapter 2 in verse 20. He says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. So Paul has taken a scripture like John 3:16 and personalized it. So when we read these things, I want you to personalize this in your own life. Okay? Now, this is, let me give you a little bit of backstory before we jump into this. God's plan, God's desire has been to have a family. He didn't just create us to worship Him. He already had plenty of people to worship. He wanted to have a family. He wanted to have somebody to love. He wanted to have somebody to walk in the cool of the day with, to fellowship with. He wanted somebody that was like Himself. That's why we're made in His image, okay? So, he loves man so much, He creates him a planet, okay? He even calls the first initial settlement Eden, which means the garden of voluptuous living, man. It's not short on anything, right? And everything in the garden was good. Okay, so now He creates a man. Now notice there, you're not an afterthought. Everything was made to take care of you to start with, and then you were created. You're not having to convince God to create air, not having to convince God to create food or create your rent or anything. This is all stuff God has already preordained and set aside for you before you were ever created. Why? Because He didn't want you to lack for anything. Why? Because God is a God of love. So then He creates man, but He gives man dominion over the earth. This is all yours, son. You can do with it whatever you want. First chance man gets, he takes God's dream and destroys it. he basically sells out the entire planet. Okay? Now, I know you've been stupid, and I know this because I've been stupid. I know that you have done many things wrong. I know that because I've done many things wrong. I know that you've done a lot wrong since you got saved. I know that because I've done a lot wrong since I got saved. But I'm telling you, as bad as you've been, on your worst day, you have never, ever lost an entire planet. You have never, ever lost the entire human race. You feel me? This is, no matter how bad you've been, you have never, ever been as bad as Adam. When Adam did this, he didn't just condemn himself and Eve. He condemned the entire human race to a life of death and destruction. Thousands of years before Jesus could come and begin to undo it. Thousands of years that God would have to look at man, but God could not inhabit man, that God couldn't pull man close, that man would be afraid of him, that man would run from him, that man would be ashamed in his presence. Thousands of years. And who did this? Adam did. So again, I know you've been an idiot because I've been an idiot. But you've never been this bad. Now I want you to notice, this is after Adam has sold out. He's committed high treason. He sold the entire planet downriver, given it to the devil. And now the devil has dominion, right? And then it says this in verse 21. So again, Adam is completely, he has sold out humanity. He's sold out God. He's lost the planet. Now you've been bad, you've never done that. But what do we see God do next? Even after he, and a lot of times people think that God was like cursing him, like saying, I'm doing this to you. That is not what happened. God was explaining the results of the choices the man made. The only one that he dealt with harshly was the serpent, okay? But that wasn't his man. Notice this in verse 21. And also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. Why did he do that? Because they're running around in fig leaves. Man fell and sewed on fig leaves. Now, how many of you know fig leaves are not that great of protection? But that was what man provided for himself. Now, you might have said, well, that you know, if you'd have been God, you deserve that. Just run around in your fig leaf for a while. After all you've done, after you sold my plan downriver. But that's not what God did. What did God do to this man that cost everything, that would eventually cost him Jesus? He gave him the very best clothing available. He made it for him and did it himself. Why? Why would he do that? Because God is love. And God is a God of love. He didn't condemn him. He didn't shame him. He didn't attack him. He didn't say, you made your bed, you're going to have to lie in it. What? God immediately moves to help him. He wants to do the same for you. You need to let him. Stay tuned for these important announcements.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or